Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Every minute, someone in America develops Alzheimer's, but there may be a way to outpace this disease, and it's through exercise.
A recent report revealed exercise helped prevent both mental and physical decline. The study involved more than 450 people undiagnosed with dementia. For 20 years, they got routine physicals and memory assessments.
What's unique about this study is that it didn't rely on self-reporting. They wore monitors that measured their physical activity. So there was an accurate measurement of how much they exercised, which could be compared against their memory assessment scores.
After 20 years, nearly 200 people developed dementia, and 250 did not. The amount of exercise made a clear difference. For every significant increase in exercise, people stood a 30% lower chance of getting dementia. The same was found when general movement was measured. Significant increases in movement decreased their dementia risk by 55%.
But to prove just how much exercise matters, even people with brain changes consistent with dementia scored better in their thinking skills than those who did not exercise.
What we don't know is whether the people in the study had stopped or lowered their exercise because they were already experiencing some mental decline.
We also don't know what type of exercise is best at preventing dementia. And when should we start for the protective effects to kick in? Over a lifetime, or can we start late?
I'm going to say, start anyway. Why not? There are so many benefits to exercise, starting with just feeling better.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.